You're listening to The Country Hour on ABC Radio South Australia and Broken Hill.
Hello, welcome to The Country Hour, live from the Eyre Peninsula Field Days at Cleve. I'm Cassie Huff. GPSA, Grain Producers SA, has a big tent here, and a lot of farmers come through, have a chat, that sort of thing. But you had a special guest as well at your tent yesterday. Who did you have come along to chat to your farmers?
Yeah, we were really lucky to have Australian cricket legend Brad Hogg, who was brought over here by Grain Producers Australia, our national body, as part of a mental health ambassador program. He's an ambassador for Lifeline as well. And it was a very engaging speech. He actually hung around the tent for all day and had a chat to everyone that came in. He's a really great
whether they wanted to talk character. To him or not, by the looks of it.
Yeah, no, he loves to talk. So you can't avoid him. But no, he had a very serious message. Really? Obviously a lot of cricket stories, which, you know, sport and mental health and well-being are well connected. But then he talked about sort of some of the dark parts of his life. And, there was one point where we had sort of one or two people that were, really emotional and could relate to his story. So he finished up and actually went down and gave him a hug and had a good chat to him. So, it was quite touching.
Yeah, it sounds like it was quite moving. I fortunately was able to have a chat with him as well. So we'll hear a bit of what he had to say. But thanks so much for joining us, Brad Perry from GPSA.
Thanks, Cassie. Thanks, Brooke.
But we'll hear from Brad Hogg now, who is Australian cricketing legend. I was able to catch up with him after his chat with the farmers.
Good afternoon, Cassie. Good to be on the ABC here in South Australia. I haven't been out this far before. My accountant's he's out Port Lincoln. He originally was from Perth, and he's come over here and lived for the last 10, 15 years, and now I know why. It's such a beautiful place, and I can't wait to get back here again.
Absolutely. It is actually one of Australia's best-kept secrets, I think, the Eyre Peninsula.
Exactly right, and as you go further west as well, there's plenty of beauty over there as well, and I think we should just keep it away from the eastern states people.
There's not a lot of test cricket played here, but there is a lot of farming done, and that's more why you're in the region. You're here at the GPSA tent. What brought you here?
Well, Colin Bettles, who's the chief or the CEO of Grain Producers Australia, we've done a bit of work together in the past in cricket circles, and we caught up about a year ago, and he found out that I was doing some work for Lifeline WA, an ambassador there, and he thought it would be a good fit to come around and talk to the farmers out in the field days. And being an ex-farmer, or should I say pretend farmer, back in the day, I did spend a bit of time on the family farm up until about the age of 22. Went back and helped the old man out with a few cropping programs here and there when we had a bit of time, but just having that background, having family still in the farming regions as well as friends, and seeing the troubles that they're going through and the ups and downs of it, it's very similar to cricket in a sense. You know, you might have a bad day, you lock yourself in the room. It's about connecting with people and making sure that you put yourself out there, and just to be part of the community. If you're not, you dig yourself in a bigger hole.
Well, people might know you from your cricket days, and as you mentioned there, you've got a bit of experience on farm. But you also have experience with dealing with mental health and issues that can arise there. What are some of the toughest things you've faced, and what's worked for you?
The toughest things, when I'm going through a bad patch, I try and avoid everyone else, because I just feel that I bring everyone else down. Especially when I've had a few drinks as well, because those negative thoughts exaggerate as well, and then you just become a complete pessimist. And most of the time I always see myself as an optimist, but when I'm going through a bad time, I'm one of the worst pessimists going around. So I try and avoid alcohol, try and avoid ringing people, and that's probably the worst thing, not contacting people. So right now, if I'm going through a bad patch, straight away I'll try and nip it in the bud and talk to someone who's got some experience in that particular issue that I'm going through, and try and ask the right questions to see what I can actually do about the situation, whether it needs more time or whether I have to go in a different direction. So one, it's having the right people around you, but also asking yourself the right questions of how you can rectify that situation. And I'd probably go back to when I first had one of my biggest episodes where, you know, I was in the deepest pain ever. It was getting to a crucial stage, and eventually I came back one drunken night home, and I thought, right, this is it. Life's not looking too good. But for some unknown reason, I just walked into my office. There was a whiteboard there, and I remember reading a self-help book, and I just wrote 13 things on the board where I wanted my life to go and what difference I wanted to make, and all of a sudden it just slowly turned my life around, and I had a bit more positive energy the next day, and it wasn't too long after that where I was back on my feet again. So sometimes when you've achieved a goal, you've got a plan for what's next as well. Otherwise you sit there and you get lost, and you know, and I look back with the cricket experience, when it's finished, it's like, okay, it's finished, but I haven't really prepared for it. I thought I'd prepare for it, but I really hadn't prepared for it, because I was still trying to have that identity of just grasping the cricket world as such.
And it's a tough thing that sports people in particular have to encounter when their career comes to an end, what their next career will be. I think you can take heart, though, from the fact that when my husband and I were dating early on, he's a pretty big cricket fan, and he's played a bit of cricket, played county cricket and whatnot, and so in order to try and seem like I knew a bit about cricket when we were talking about our top teams from the last 20 years, I mentioned you, because I was trying to think of someone who wasn't a big name, like a Shane Warne or a Steve Smith or someone like that, and he was like, Brad Hogg, put Brad Hogg in your top 20. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll put Brad Hogg in my top 20. So you're in my top 20 cricket team for the last 20 years.
Oh, it would have been great if I was in your top three, but no, top 20, I'll take that. But your husband's got Croatian background, so yeah, so we can understand that he's a little lost there as well. So, you know.
Well, I'm sure the farmers really enjoyed hearing your speech today. What's the one thing you want them to take away?
Connect. Make sure, you know, with the way that life's going now, farms are getting bigger, communities are sort of deteriorating a bit, people are leaving those small communities, so whatever is left in that community, make sure you're connecting. And if you don't feel like going into town on a Friday, make sure you get up and go into that town on the Friday if you've organised it, because that one moment that you don't, then the next moment you thought, well, I didn't do it last week, well, I won't do it this week. You know, don't get in that comfortable, those comfortable habits. Challenge yourself and make sure you stay connected. And that's on a physical sense.
Well, it's been great to have a chat with you, and all the best.
Thanks very much, Cassie.